The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor of KIOW in Forest City and Jake Bourgeois of Anamosa Journal Eureka in Eureka. A.J., you can start us off with the questions for Senator Grassley.
Senator, let's start off with these balloons flying around all over the place. What is the situation here? I mean, we've had one that went completely across the country. Now we're starting to catch them as they get past the Aleutians. What is happening here with this? I'm sure people are very concerned about this.
Well, the one we know the most about, but we don't know all about that we should be the one that was brought down a week ago Saturday in South Carolina. It was kind of, for sure, it's a compromise of our national security. It's a threat to our national security. It's a violation of international law and our sovereignty. So that's pretty certain right there. Probably should have been shut down over Alaska. Anyway, it wasn't. We'll know more when it gets picked up out of the Atlantic Ocean here sometime, hopefully this week. They're big lifts, but evidently we have the capability of getting them out. What we'll learn, I guess we'll have to wait and see what we learn. But there's no doubt that they were surveilling our military bases. And how much damage that does, I don't know whether, I can't measure that for you now, but we know it's wrong. And then not only that, but brought to light by the balloon that was brought down, and three since then, is that there's more of this activity going on than we ever thought about. And also that we know, looking back 4 or 5 years, there's been another three times that our sovereignty's been bothered and violated. Guam, Hawaiian Islands, and Florida. And I hope, evidently, if certain people in our government knew about it, particularly in the Trump administration, they didn't say anything to Trump or our Secretary of State or our Secretary of Defense, people like that. You wonder why the people that are in the middle of our national security don't know about it. I don't have an answer to that, but it's a rude awakening. Are we on top of making sure that we have the strongest surveillance we can, because it's important for the number one responsibility of our federal government, the protection of the American people from foreign intervention. Jake.
As things get going for the renewal of the farm bill, what's your sort of focus on sort of what you'd like to see come out of this as you work towards renewal?
Yeah. Well, the most important thing I'm hearing from the Iowa farmer is preservation of the crop insurance program. And then to another extent, more money for promoting our agricultural exports, because we produce one-third more than's consumed domestically. So getting exports sold are very, very important. And that's part of that farm bill. Then another issue would be more money for agricultural research, because compared to the National Science Foundation and the National Institute of Health, that in recent years have had big increases in their appropriations, agricultural research has not kept up. And the last one would be some changes to the Conservation Reserve Program to make sure that the federal government, when it pays farmers to put land in CRP, we aren't forcing cash renters off their land that they're renting. AJ?
Prescription drugs costs. You're trying to push bills through on this. Where's the progress on this now? Because some people are concerned about things like insulin and other necessary prescriptions that are suddenly now, once again, going way up.
Yeah. We got five bills out last week out of a Judiciary Committee. They aren't as significant as a bill I have in that would limit year-over-year increase in price of drugs to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. I think that's the most important thing to do. And there's about 25 other provisions in that bill that deal with regulatory things. And then there's another thing that we're hitting hard right now is the middleman between the pharmaceutical companies and the consumers called the pharmacy benefit managers. They are a very opaque organization. They reap billions of dollars from the between the pharmaceutical companies and the consumers, and we got to get their operation less opaque, more transparency, brings accountability. I think that's going to save a lot. And on Thursday of this week, I will be appearing before the Commerce Committee, headed by Maria Cantwell of Washington State, and she's chairman of the committee, and she and I have a bill in to deal with pharmacy benefit managers. Jake.
Another sort of transparency-related bill that you've been working on for a bit is for the cattle industry. What's the latest on sort of how discussions have been going around that sort of effort?
Yeah.
And what that bill is looking like right now.
Yeah. Well, Jake, you attended the public hearing I had now 18 months ago in Jones County when about 150 cattle producers came to it. I assume you wrote about that meeting. You know, the cattle feeders were very mad because they can't get a fair market for the independent producer because of the cozy relationship between the big four meat packers that control 85% of the slaughter and the Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado feedlots that eat up about 85% of the, for the kill. So you know the bill that I got out of committee last June that was supposed to come up in July or again in September or again in November, and Schumer never put it on the agenda, so it didn't get up. That bill was introduced very much as it was got out of committee last year with about 10 or 11 Republican and 9 or 10 Democrat co-sponsors. And hopefully, by the way, that makes it very bipartisan, which helps get it passed. And either pass that as a separate bill because it didn't get done last year, or it could be part of the farm bill. A.J. Taylor.
Senator, there is an issue going on here in the state of Iowa having to do with carbon pipelines. California's passed a number of laws, one of which is where they are banning CO2 pipelines in their state, but they're forcing states like Iowa to have carbon pipelines, which could pose a danger or a threat to people that are here. If you don't sequester the carbon, then you end up not getting your ethanol purchased. Are there any movements right now to try and stop this kind of interstate monopoly where one state can mandate over the other 49 how things can be done, or is this just accepted as interstate commerce?
Well, for instance, each state has their own eminent domain laws. So one state isn't setting a pattern for the other, like let's say the bill that California has that you can't sell pork in California if it's produced in sow crates in Iowa. You got to have free range of the mother sow and the pigs if you want to sell in California. So it's not the same situation as I described. So it's going to have to be done according to the state laws of each state, and the state legislature makes that decision. And if you're asking me, is there anything going to be done at the congressional level, the answer is we're going to leave that up to the individual states because that's where it's been historically and where it ought to be maintained. Jake, you're the last question.
wanted to ask you about the ethanol tariff with Brazil. What have the conversations been like with, you know, from between the U.S. and Brazil, and how could this sort of impact things locally here?
Yeah. Well, we export a lot of our ethanol, and with Brazil putting tariffs on it coming into their country, it's going to hurt our ethanol exports. That's the problem. Now, you're asking about what we can do about it. Well, the president of Brazil met last Friday with President Biden, and I headed a letter to Biden before that meeting that Biden would bring this issue up to protect the ethanol industry in Iowa. He's always bragging about manufacturing in the United States, keeping jobs in the United States, and don't forget there's 43,000 jobs in Iowa connected with biofuels. So we got to protect those jobs. Now, I wrote that letter to make sure he brings this issue up with the president of Brazil. I haven't seen any reports that he did bring it up, but I don't want to say he didn't bring it up, but I'll have to wait till I get an answer in my letter to tell you that. But the president should have brought it up, both because it's important for 43,000 jobs in Iowa, but also because he's constantly bragging about promoting American industry. Okay, thank you both for participating. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, AJ and Jake, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.